Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And if you just joined us, the story is the top story on the right-hand side of drudgereport.com. It's an Infowars.com story. Fukushima radioactive wave has already hit California. We asked the question, has it? But no, it's hit. Radiation's five times the normal level, the health department admits, but says there's no proof that's bad for you. Also, the FBI says their primary mission is national security, not law enforcement. That is a big deal because they're just letting organized crime run wild, of course, and then following stage terror that their bosses run. So that's just some of the news. Health officials say no concern over 500% increase in radiation levels on California Beach. So that's the news right there. On the coldest day in America in 20 years, we have Al Gore's stupidest global warming comments. We're going to be going over some of that today. But right now, let's go back to the caller who I was just talking to. He just dropped. I told him to hold so that he could talk about the people he was talking to in California. Oh, it doesn't matter. Let's go ahead and talk to Josh in California. We're talking to folks on the West Coast about the increased radiation as the waves from Fukushima finally reach the West Coast. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm doing better than some folks. How are you doing out there?
Well, it's my first day since the 26th. I caught that nasty weaponized flu they were sending around. I'm about 8 to 9 miles inland, the way the crow flies, 60 miles north of Bohemia Grove in Mendocino County. And I've actually went out of my way to speak to officials around the town I live in. It's about 30,000 people. And I've asked them about, you know, guys that test water and things like that for the county and the city, actually. And I just get looks like I'm out of my mind, you know. My girlfriend's ex-husband has a delivery company, and every day for 6 years, he would go to the coast of Fort Bragg, pick up water samples, and bring them to a testing lab, I'm pretty sure, right here in the town of Ukiah. And about 6 months ago, they flat out dropped this contract with no reason at all.
Now, are you talking about Fort Bragg on the East Coast or the West Coast?
No, on the West Coast.
So there's a Fort Bragg. There's a Fort. There's a hold on. There's a Fort Bragg on the West Coast.
Yes, there is.
Okay, and well, I'd like to see some documentation of that. But I mean, here's the deal. Notice that they've already didn't tell the public for a year that tuna was radioactive. That came out a year ago. They didn't tell the public when the milk was radioactive till later. And now the people you talk to act like it's weird to want to test for Fukushima because that's the new morals. The new morals are don't care. Be an idiot. Be a sucker. That's what a real man does. And it's incredible that it's citizens out there with Geiger counters that have forced the health department in San Francisco in the county that surrounds San Francisco, to go test, and they admit it is five times normal, but we don't know if that's from Fukushima, and we don't know if that's a problem. And I do see there is a Fort Bragg in Northern California up by Sonoma County. So that's very interesting. He said that they would do tests there, but they don't now.
Right. They actually stopped the civilian from hauling the water samples to the lab over here in inland. Maybe there was a possibility that something could get out that they don't want.
Oh, well, there's no doubt, sir. Radiation levels have been confirmed by the health department in the county where San Francisco is that radiation levels are five times. I'm not trying to scare people. Some readings are 9 or 10 times. But I told my reporters, you will get some radiation. You do not have to go on this mission. You can choose to go on it if you wish. But it's not a problem for people that are there a few days. It's people that are there for weeks, months, years. I mean, undoubtedly, according to every physicist we've talked to, this is going to have a big effect on you. But hey, we're already getting cancer from the glyphosate, the fluoride, everything else. Why not? Depopulate the earth. Yay!
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick me up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the top story on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is a doozy. Very important information. It's also the top story on the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. Fukushima radioactive wave already begins to hit California. Fox News reported back on November 29th that a radioactive wave from all the seawater they've been pumping over it was nearing the United States and would hit in early January 2014. There's no doubt this has happened, and California health officials in the state-run health department in San Francisco for the county say that it is up 500% over normal levels, but that they can't say that that's a health concern, and they don't know where it's coming from. So everything's fine, move along, go to sleep. What needs to be tested is the fish. And obviously we're going to send our reporters, when they get out there with Geiger counters, into the fish markets, the open-air Asian fish markets, into the grocery stores, you name it, with the Geiger counters. By the way, don't think the dinosaur media hasn't gone and pitched this to their bosses. And they're like, no. In fact, will you guys print me the article? I think it was NBC News, Los Angeles, but it doesn't matter. From about a year ago, that 3 months after Fukushima, the tuna had radioactive isotopes in it. It was like 3 to 5 times, depending on the fish, and that they decided to not tell the public. The Food and Drug Administration and the EPA, in conjunction, tested the fish and didn't tell you till a year later, just like the dust on 9/11, just like the DU the troops are using. So I'm going to send my crew out to the fish places here in Austin. That stuff's coming from there as well. I mean, where is the real media in this country? It takes citizens going out in the last 3 years. It'll be 3 years in March since Fukushima. And they found a doubling, a tripling early on in the seawater. Now more waves of it have come. And it's 5 times, 6 times, 7 times, 8 times, 9 times, 10 times. We're going with the lowest reading. There's a whole bunch of YouTube videos that citizens are shooting up and down the California coast, and it's in other states, too. They're just not doing it there. There's more folks in California per capita, so more have put up YouTube videos. That's another issue. We should search for Oregon and Washington State videos that have been put up in the last week. And then the health department went out there, tested it, and confirmed that, indeed, it was higher levels. Health officials responded to the beach radiation scare. In the following days, the other amateurs with Geiger counters began posting similar videos online. The videos follow other alarming news last month that starfish were mysteriously disintegrating along the West Coast, a trend that has not been linked yet to any cause. Past computer simulations had indicated the radioactive cesium-137 from the Fukushima reactors could begin appearing on the West Coast shores by early 2014. Those findings, published in August by the Institute for Cross-Disciplinary Physics and the Complex Systems in Spain, also noted that any radioactive material that crossed the Pacific would likely be diluted and fall below international safety levels. So they're trying to calm people down here. County health officials first learned of the radiation levels last week, and they sent out their own inspector on December 28 to Pacifica with a Geiger counter. Using a different unit, the county inspector measured the beach to have a radiation level of about 100 micro-REMs per hour, or 5 times the normal amount. Exactly what the citizen activist found with their Geiger counter. Exactly. And we're going to send our reporters to that exact area and go up and down the beach. We're going to send them to Pacifica. We're going to send them to the other areas listed here. REM stands for Rhodogen Equivalent Man, a measurement of the dose and statistical biological effects presented by radiation. Although the radiation levels are higher than typical, Pearson emphasized that it was still not unsafe for humans. A person would need to be exposed to 100 micro-REMs of radiation for 50,000 hours before it surpassed safety guidelines by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, explained. Here's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. We're going back to your calls. You get that background radiation because there'll be a hot particle down in the sand, a foot under the sand, or a hot particle on a log of beech wood, or on a shell, and then you're picking it up 10 feet away. It's making the ambient level go up. That's why you can move the Geiger counter around on these videos, and it'll be 50, and then it'll spike up to 100 or 150, depending on when you wave it, because there's hot particles all over the place. I will tell you this. I would not swim in the West Coast water right now. I would surely, where's the cities? Where's the counties? They should have radiation levels posted daily off readings. I mean, they tell you if jellyfish numbers are high. They tell you if the riptide's high. But they don't want you to know about the radiation. Quite frankly, we've already had the stuff from the air come over and hit us years ago. And they didn't tell us not to drink milk or not eat vegetables that grew on the surface of the ground like spinach for a few months. They didn't care about us. They just said, go ahead and eat it. Now this is waterborne, and it's going to get picked up by wildlife and spread everywhere, but it will get diluted even more. But the main issue is being in that water and eating the fish that come out of that water, and no one is warning anybody. And it's the attitude of out of sight, out of mind. Peterson, the head of the health department, admitted he was befuddled as to why radiation levels were higher than normal, but he was skeptical that Fukushima meltdown could be the cause. Oh, yeah, that's not what it is. even though the computer models all show that should be happening right now. He noted that many innocuous items could spike the radiation levels in the area, including red-painted disposable eating utensils. What? Total whitewash, folks, out of one local paper. What would you do without citizens out there with Geiger counters and citizen media online then picked up? Here's the food chain, picked up by citizens on the ground, picked up by Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, then carried by the Drudge Report to the next level. They will now have to address this, and you will now see them, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, whitewashing everything on the West Coast, telling you everything's fine. And you know, I'm not saying this is a super big crisis. I think it is, but obviously, it may dissipate. I hope it does. It probably is just going to keep building up as the meltdown continues. But for them to just cover it up and for this to not be a news issue, you know it's serious. And with their history of lying to everybody about everything you can imagine, this is a very serious situation. 800-259-9231. I'm going to go to Roy. Then I'm going to go to Wesley and Paul and Billy and Lorraine and everybody. So have your point. We're going to move to the next person. They're all calling in from California, Oregon, and other places. That's where I want to hear from people. Let's talk to Roy in Oregon. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I was at work one day and doing a safety observation on somebody, and all of a sudden I get this hot metallic taste in my mouth. It felt like the back of my head was going to blow off. And it was like, what was that? And I had a foreman standing next to me, and I told him, I said, hey, I think something just happened. I don't know what it was. But then after starting to understand what this whole thing is with the hot particles, I'm pretty sure that's what I sucked in, because the very next day it was like my whole immune system had shut down, and I came down with this horrible cold and just felt like garbage.
Well, that's it. Radiation sickness can make you have impaired immune system, or a normal bacteria or virus can kill you. And a lot of experts think that's why the flu and bugs are so bad this season, is because all of America has been basting for almost 3 years in radiation.
I can imagine. Yeah, I get most of my information from Arne Gunderson and then Radchick on Facebook, Christina Consolo.
We need to get them on. I've heard of their work. They're getting Geiger counter numbers from all over the country.
Right. And,
well, what are other Oregonians and people you talk to saying about this?
They have no clue what's going on. And I keep telling as many people as I can. I go to church. I go to, you know, when I'm out at restaurants or whatever, I'm telling people we got a big problem. And they kind of look at me like I'm stupid. And it's like, you know, I've been studying this ever since it went off in, you know, 2011.
How dare you be concerned about five reactors bigger than Chernobyl blowing up and being downwind from it? That is so bizarre to care about that. You should love radiation, sir, and be trendy.
Oh, I know.
Did you hear the other caller that people think it's weird that he's worried about it, too? I mean, what is wrong with these people?
Well, it's like they're all in a dream world, and they don't really care what's going on around them until they start getting sick, and then they'll start, you know, waking up. But by then, it's going to be too late.
Well, now they've got Obamacare that costs three times more. Isn't that a good deal?
No, good deal. Anyway, one more thing. You were out at the river this summer, and you were floating, and you were looking up into the sky and just amazed at the universe. Have you ever seen that video called God of Wonders?
No, I haven't.
You go to the website, godofwondersvideo.org, and it's all about creation. It's the most amazing video you're going to ever see, or your listeners, and it just goes through, you know, the universe, how things were created, butterflies and fish, and it will rock your world. It's amazing.
Can't wait to watch it. You know, that's why the globalists are letting the reactors melt down, why they're doing all the GMO that's so poisonous to the Earth's genetic code, the biosphere's genetic code. It's because they want to hurt creation. I mean, more and more, I just say it's the devil. You look at what they do, they don't just not care about hurting the Earth, they enjoy it, while using the destruction of the Earth as a pretext to get us to give up all of our liberties and do whatever they say in the name of saving the Earth while they're killing the Earth. I mean, it is amazing. All right, thank you so much, Roy. We're going to talk to Wesley. And we're going to talk to Laureen, Billy, Paul, and others on the radiation waves hitting us from Fukushima and the media blackout.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
You've spent precious time and money preparing for emergencies. Your generator is good to go. You have plenty of extra fuel stored, but you're never truly ready without PRI fuel stabilizers. More than half of generator failures occur because the fuel has gone bad. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh and keep you ready for any disaster. That's why the pros rely on it and why you need it. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com for the dealer nearest you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Rand Paul, the senator, has a story up on InfoWars.com. His own Obamacare horror story. His son was automatically enrolled. And every move and breath Congress takes is being spied on by the illegal NSA, who won't even tell Congress what they're doing. Meanwhile, Joseph Curl has an article out today from the Washington Times. Irony alert, global warmest get stuck in ice, and the world is facing record cold temperatures in the Antarctic and the Arctic. Historic deep freeze across North America proves global warming is getting worse, right? Mike Adams makes the joke from Natural News. On the coldest day in America in 20 years, here are Al Gore's stupidest global warming quotes. I'm going to get to some of those at the start of the next hour. That is just some of what we're going to be covering. Risk of supervolcano eruption big enough to affect the world far greater than thought, say scientists. That's in the London Independent. We're going to be breaking that down as well. Meanwhile, though, Obama came out back in September and said that we were going to have record hot temperatures this winter. But, of course, none of that even matters. Don't let facts get in the way. In fact, here's the article. I was looking for it from CNS News. Executive order, excessively high temperatures already harming public health. Back in November, it wasn't September, 2 months before today's assault by record low temperatures, he signed an executive order to harass businesses more and do a bunch of other garbage, shut down power plants because of global warming. Of course, China is only opening new plants, not shutting them down. That's all part of the plan, shut down America. Wesley in Tennessee, he's not calling from the West Coast, but says he has friends in Japan, wants to talk about the radiation in Fukushima. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I'm actually a Japanese language major and history major at Memphis University, and I have a number of foreign exchange student friends. I hang out with mostly Japanese people just because I guess I can't stand the mentality of most Americans nowadays. But, yeah, they all say that there's at least three of them here that are from Fukushima Prefecture and one from Sendai, which is about 50 miles north. And they say the babies being born there so many birth defects. All the kids are low energy. They're fatigued. They don't have any desire to do anything. They're like zombies. And I have another friend here that lives in Michigan, but she's Japanese, and her uncle, and I can vouch for this, you know, I can't prove it over the phone, but her uncle is in the Yakuza, and he says everything that the government is pointing, he's pretty high level too, but he's saying everything that the government over there is putting out is complete BS, and they're trying to shut up the media over there.
Oh, yeah, they tell schools to stay open just 5 miles away, but it's on record they're having birth defects and kids dropping dead, and most of the people that were part of the first mission died. I mean, it's on record. It's come out they're lying, but notice they lied up front, so that becomes the official story. How does this tie into California? What do you think about the increased radiation levels there and the very same whitewash happening?
Well, it's clear. If you look at the prevailing winds around the world, it flows from Japan to the United States. That's just basic common knowledge.
And so do the currents. But see, being informed is a conspiracy theory. Go ahead.
Oh, of course. And that's what's happening in Japan as well. I mean, ever since World War II, I guess, their government has been completely controlled by the same globalists. But I think the Japanese media are trying harder, at least than our media, to try and cover this stuff. But you've covered this yourself. They're trying to shut their media up.
That's right. They signed an executive order 3 weeks ago to shut them up about all this. Japan is basically going into a dictatorship.
Yeah, and all of my friends here, they're saying the overall consensus of the Japanese people, they don't trust their government. I mean, I think it's a worldwide phenomenon.
Well, it sounds like they're extremist. Are they racist? I mean, if you don't love government and love everything they do, you're racist. MSNBC said so.
Oh, yeah, I think they're complete extremists. I mean,
did you see that teapot that looked nothing like Hitler that was banned? I mean, if I see a cloud that looks like Hitler, you know, we need a bomb to go off in the cloud to knock away the Hitler mustache because it's racist.
Hey, they're even upset about, you know, the government rearming and, you know, this dispute with China. So I get they're racist against Chinese, too, you know.
I mean, look, you got to worship government and do what they say. And you heard the callers from California and Oregon. If you care about the increased radiation, you're an extremist and weird. It's weird to care about massive radiation pounding you for almost 3 years. I mean, it's weird. And so, I'm not scared of the radiation. I'm scared of Al-Qaeda that our government publicly runs. And I want to give all my rights up so they'll keep me safe. How's that sound?
That sounds great. You know, might as well. We've been doing it all along.
There you go. Drink some fluoride. Eat some GMO. Put your kids on Ritalin and Adderall. There's a football game coming on tonight. Yeah.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
When we start the next hour, I will go back to callers on the West Coast about their concerns about increased radiation levels, 5 to 10 times normal background radiation, confirmed by the county health department. Environmental researchers, after citizen journalists a week and a half ago went out with Geiger counters, scores of them, showing between 5 and 10 times radiation increases. On average, it's about 5 times. I told you this 3 years ago, or almost 3 years ago, when Fukushima happened, but I've talked about all the radiological events in the Northern Hemisphere, all the leaking reactors, the DU, all of it. The Northern Hemisphere has more than doubled the radiation of the Southern Hemisphere now. And our cancer rates are massively higher than people in the Southern Hemisphere. Just look at those numbers. And now with Fukushima, conservatively, according to physicists we've had on, 10 times bigger than Chernobyl in 1986, you are insane. If you don't take a regular thyroid supplement, in my view, consult your physician. But even gourmet salt, if you check the brand that has the natural iodine, not the chemical iodine, will protect you. So it can be done pretty inexpensively. But when you've got radiation, you need higher levels of it, according to the medical information I've read. But check it for yourself. We sell what the government just bought 14 million dosages of last week. And we said it was because of the wave hitting the West Coast, and now that's breaking and confirmed. We have this in-stock ThyroSafe, but this is what you take when the major fallout's happening. What you take regularly to fill up your thyroid with good iodine, and what I take, is the proprietary Nascent Iodine from InfoWarsLife.com, known as Survival Shield. And I came across this 6 months ago in my quest to find the best iodine that my children could take that wouldn't upset their stomach and that they would take. And because this is real pure iodine, not oxidized iodine mixed in with other stuff, I'm not knocking it. It's better than nothing, especially on your skin. You know, anything's better than nothing. Well, you've heard the rave reviews. It's done amazing things for my clarity, body, my organs, everything. And for the folks that have taken it, InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we will sell out of it today, if not by tomorrow. But then you can pre-order, and it more should be here in a week, but I want to say 2 weeks because all the storms and the rest of it. But the point is it's made right here in America. The glycerin is non-GMO, kosher certified from Germany. Only place you can get corn to make glycerin that isn't GMO, one of the only places. And the point is that we also have fluoride shield that's 2 ounces, not just 1 ounce of the survival shield. The fluoride shield has the iodine in it as well, but 5 other ingredients known to detoxify and protect the glands and more, developed with Dr. Group and others. Anthony Gucciardi was involved as well. The shilacine and 4 other compounds, and then the iodine, that's 6 compounds. Fluoride shield that I'm also taking, it can be taken with the Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. So toll-free number 888-253-3139, or you can simply go to InfoWarsLife.com. But we should have produced and ordered more. I just keep getting caught off guard by these Fukushima developments, and they've got homeless people removing the rods. If those rods end up touching, it could cause, well, will cause an explosion. The only question is how big of a fire or explosion will it cause? And it just goes from bad to worse because the elite don't care anymore. This happens throughout history. They're just insane. With GMO, genetic engineering, overfishing, all of it, they just are crazy. And then meanwhile, just want to tax us for carbon taxes. So again, InfoWarsLife.com. Now is the time to get prepared, ladies and gentlemen, on so many fronts. Let me hit some of the other headlines. And then we will go to our whistleblower guest that is joining us. The Federal Reserve is hiring lots of new armed police officers. It's, of course, private. The Social Security Administration is spending tens of millions per facility to literally harden them and create SWAT team-like divisions. Also have articles here in Austin. I told you yesterday about armored SWAT vehicles being used for the first time code visits in California. They SWAT teamed a guy who dared build a basement, a fallout basement, and his neighbors called the police on him, so they SWAT teamed him and took his guns. He's now suing. You don't even get a knock at the door. You're just a regular, nice person, done nothing wrong. The fact that you want to get prepared, the fact that you want to build a basement for tornadoes, that's criminal. No judge, no jury, no charges. You just have your guns taken. This is the insane government. And you heard the callers earlier in California who are concerned about radiation that the government admits is 5 times regular. Their neighbors and friends just laugh at them and go, "You're insane. Who cares? Oh, radiation, I dance in it. Open borders, we dance in it." FBI's primary mission is now national security, not law enforcement. And then there's this article right here, J.P. Morgan Chase to pay $2 billion to avoid Bernard Madoff investigation reports. So they've stolen trillions. Now they pay a small tip to the criminal government, J.P. Morgan and Co., to pay another fine. And again, the FBI has cut its white-collar fraud groups down to nothing. Down to nothing. It's a total criminal takeover. Now all they fight is terrorism. Meanwhile, the globalists run most of the terrorists. While on vacation, Obama shames GOP for going home for the holidays for even 3 days. You cannot make this up. He took, what, a 14-day vacation? And 160 rounds of golf? Michelle is still there, millions a day? I mean, it just doesn't matter. It's so insane. An excellent article by Washington's blog up on Infowars.com. The biggest terrorism scaremongers are themselves the ones promoting terrorism. I love Washington's blog because I talked about this yesterday, and then he wrote an article about it. I want to get Washington's blog on sometimes. His nom de plume is Washington's blog, because I can tell a lot of times I cover something and point something out, and then he writes about it, which I love. I pointed out Peter King and John McCain are all funding Al-Qaeda, meeting with Al-Qaeda, and he says you've got to spy on Congress in case they're with Al-Qaeda, and it's the guy with Al-Qaeda. I mean, that is certainly rich, isn't it? I've got some other important news to get the race baiting going even better in this country. I'm going to cover this after calls in the middle of the next hour. Judge allows access to emails about Arizona's immigration law. All you got to have is an ID to vote. The illegals are voting everywhere. The country's collapsing. The third world's collapsing. We're going bankrupt. The illegals are being brought in to vote to take our guns. And then meanwhile, they're going to take hundreds of thousands of emails in the year-long debate on SB 1070 or 1070. And, of course, they're going to have racists sending in emails. They're going to have fakes sending in false flags. To then claim that if anyone sent emails against Mexicans, then the law is racist. That's what it actually says. Opponents of SB 1070 consider the country's toughest state law against illegal immigrants may examine correspondence to see whether it contains racial overtones, the ruling says, to see if there were any emails sent that were racist. I mean, this is total race war garbage. By the way, I got good news for the patriots and bad news for the globalists. My biggest fans on the streets of Austin are Hispanic Americans who love their kids and love liberty and want to own guns and have private property. It's not working. The Hispanics that have been here and are Americans know what's going on. You got a language barrier to the other ones, but I think this is going to backfire on them, folks. Mexicans in Mexico want to own guns and are forming illegal militias to protect themselves. This is not going to work. We've got to reach out to these folks. So we've got that. But just talk about incredible race baiting. You can go with keyword data, search through any emails you want of an entire state database and find anything you want. Schizophrenics thinking they've got chips in their brains. Crazy people. I'll guarantee you this. There's going to be tons of racist Hispanics saying, you racist whites, go back to Europe, you're scum. I mean, just because that's going on, does that mean this is crazy, folks? No country is as wide open as we are to immigration. And then you put people on welfare, we're going bankrupt. All right, for the balance of the hour and a little bit of the next, we're joined by our guest. This is a big deal. This is a major whistleblower from Fast and Furious. And what they've done is tried to scapegoat the gun shops and gun dealers who expose Fast and Furious. Shelly Castile, a former DEA top agent, former Army veteran in Vietnam, highly decorated, honorably discharged, longtime guest on this show, exposed that our government was funding Los Zetas, shipping guns in through gun dealers, that they tried to hire him to train Los Zetas at the King Ranch in South Texas. He was going through a divorce. He was a school teacher, already been in the military, then a Border Patrol agent, then served 15 years as a DEA agent, became a school teacher, lost everything in a divorce, sold his 15 guns. The state police with the ATF, one of his so-called friends said, oh, I'll buy that shotgun from you. They set him up and sent him to jail for 3 years because he exposed Fast and Furious. 8 years ago, before Obama even got in office, this was going on, and then accelerated. Now, our next guest has been in the L.A. Times, Fox News, you name it. He was a firearms dealer serving a 3-year probation, and he was set up. Ian Garland's an American citizen, but originally from Australia. FastandFuriousJusticeNow.org is his website. And I want to give him the floor here today to break down what really happened with Fast and Furious, because our government was shipping the guns, fully auto, hand grenades, grenade launchers, to the different drug cartels to destabilize Mexico. Then when it started coming out, they burned a few gun shops that they'd ordered to also be part of it in, quote, investigations. that were really meant to then also blame the Second Amendment. And that's come out in memos via CBS News. So this was a false flag staged event that blew up in their criminal faces. Now let's go to our guest, Ian Garland, Fast and Furious Justice Now. Tell folks in a nutshell, then we'll get into more details about what happened to you, your story, and where you are right now, sir. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. I moved from California about 5-6 years ago to Chaparral, New Mexico. Met my wife, got married on the 4th of July, out of all dates, because that's special to us. Opened a little gun shop. I had one in El Paso, one in Chaparral there, and I'd go back and forth. And after a amount of time, I had the people come from Columbus. They drove a police car. They were in uniform. They were who they said they were. It was the mayor, the police chief, the trustee, police officer from Columbus, New Mexico.
And this case came out later, yes.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And they wanted to buy some guns. I'm like, yeah, you know the procedure. I have to call in the background check and get a pass by the FBI. And they said, no, fine with that. So a month later, they came back and they wanted to buy 10 more. And I said, what do you want to buy 10 for? Well, we want to give some to our families and friends, you know, for protection for the border, on the border right there. And sometimes we go to gun shows, buy, sell, trade, collect. And I'd already not only checked with the ATF, I had complained to the ATF about private sales with 300 to 400 guns on their tables with no paperwork, no background check required. And the ATF tells me that's legal. So my customers want to do that also. So I'm like,
yeah, okay. What they were doing was selectively enforcing with groups they controlled. Yeah. In Austin, yeah. If you sell your granddaddy's shotgun, the ATF's going to beat your head in the parking lot and take you to jail for stuff totally legal. But if you're one of their tables that they're running and making money off of, you can do whatever you want.
Absolutely. And when I sell more than one handgun, you have to lodge a multiple purchase form, one to the ATF and one to the local sheriff, which was Otero County Sheriff here in New Mexico. And I did that for 18 months. I sold to these people off and on. And finally, the ATF, they were following me. I was chasing them down the road. I ended up doing an undercover sting because one guy tried to bribe me, not this group from Columbus, but another person tried to bribe me, and he wouldn't leave me alone. And I said, hey, you guys need to help me with this guy. And they said, will you help us basically get him? So after much apprehension, I did the undercover sting. You know, I was scared of reprisals from my wife, my family, everything, but I did my part. And then they come and ask me about these guys from Columbus. Are you worried about they buy 20 guns 1 month, 20 the next? I'm like, no, they want to go to gun shows. They buy, sell, collect, trade. I mean, they do the background check. They drive a police car to my business. They're in uniform. I mean, why would I be worried, especially here? This is the other point I want to make, why I wasn't worried. This was almost 18 months, Alex, with no trace information. But if guns are turned up, the procedure is they're supposed to be traced back to me through the ATF, and I say, yeah, I sold it to John Smith, et cetera, blah, blah, blah.
And sure, the truth is, because I've read your case, for tell folks, the ATF knew the whole thing. Once
yes,
you exposed
absolutely.
It, they had to cover their butts by acting like they were investigating.
Yes, absolutely. And it was proven in the congressional report, which I had a copy of, that they had the trace information, and they stood on it so their little operation could continue. And that was proven. And then, of course, we all know what happened. It didn't matter that thousands of Mexican citizens were dying. But when one Border Patrol agent was killed, God rest his soul, we know what happened.
Absolutely. There's now been a death. Tell folks about that.
Brian Terry?
Absolutely. And yeah, now it's come out in mainstream news, Arizona Central, that the FBI was key in the slaying and the cover-up.
Oh, absolutely. And then come to find out, I did research after the last 18 months. They knew about these court documents. They knew about these people in Columbus before I even moved to Chaparral back in 2007. And these people, the government officials that bought from me for 18 months, had direct ties with Jaime Avila. That's Jaime Avila, who the ATF let buy that rifle, who killed Brian Terry.
And this has all come out in the Arizona Republic. It's come out in the L.A. Times, but still no one's gotten in trouble. So people say if something like this happened, we'd know about it. People would blow the whistle. Well, you have blown the whistle, and to try to discredit you up front because you were the original whistleblower, they ended up trumping stuff up on you and throwing you in jail. And I would say, sir, your life's in danger now.
Oh, absolutely. And it got me in El Paso here. I'm 300 miles from my family. I mean, I have no car, no money. And the thing was, I won my case on Friday the 13th last month in December. And they put me out on the street for 5 days homeless. I had no money, no ID, no phone, no clothes, no car. I mean, can you believe that? The first thing I did was finally went to a library, got in touch with my wife. She helped me. I got this little cell phone. I mean, oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. I was homeless for 5 days. I mean, that's probably about the worst experience of my life in all this.
Well, I can tell you, if you're a small gun shop with a John Wayne photo hanging in it, and you don't dot an I, they're going to take you to jail. But if you work for the criminal government and are actually a drug dealer, I mean, that's all the ATF and FBI are at that level. They are the drug dealers. They are the gun runners. And it comes out over and over again. They've always been that. They are law enforcement, so they can carry out the criminal operations, folks.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. Why would I do the paperwork and all the background checks and the multiple reporting forms and make a paper trail back to myself?
Well, yeah, you're the guy that, for those that don't know, that blew the whistle, that made them investigate, that ended up bringing down these police chiefs and mayors in New Mexico that were involved in this. So the ATF to cover their butt because they were involved in it put you in jail.
Well, absolutely. The bottom line is, how do you explain that I was selling for 18 months to people they knew for years were smuggling? How bad do I make them look, Alex? How bad?
You make them look bad, and as you said, you've now explain your case more when we come back, and where you think Fast and Furious is going and how big you really think it is. Major whistleblower joins us right now.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockItPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockItPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockItPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
our guest for this segment and the next, and his probation officer for his evil crime of selling guns to police with background checks on record. His crime was exposing it, so they had to bust one of their little ATF operations. That's all come out. His crime is blowing the whistle. And he was telling us off air that his probation officer, and tell us what you've been convicted of now, but then the other case you just won, that you're not supposed to talk to the media. I mean, I guess they were supposed to put you in jail to silence you. Tell us what they're telling you.
That's what they did, Alex. They kept me in solitary confinement for 473 days. CBS News flew out to interview me. It was all authorized. And at the last moment, they canned it. I mean, I was freezing in that cell. I lost 72 pounds. I was sitting in raw sewage, cleaning it up with my hands day after day. Not once, not twice, but multiple times. Oh, you just can't believe what they did to me. And they denied my First Amendment right. And early last week, the media tried to interview me again, and they denied me. I just can't believe it. They got the lawyers involved. El Paso Times here did a big story on me yesterday, and they were going after him. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And I guess that all came about because now the Mexican consul general wants to speak to me tomorrow. They actually denied that, but suddenly after the lawyers got involved, they had to change their heart because that was my First Amendment right, and I'm an American citizen. I'm damn proud of it.
Absolutely. Well, we're proud to have you as a citizen. And I followed the case of everything. You're the guy that blew the whistle. So they put you in jail to cover it up. And then for 400 days had you in solitary confinement. That's what they did to me. A few times I've been in jail, they always have a special cell they put people in that they don't like.
Yeah.
With crap all over the walls and then laugh at you. Imagine wanting to abuse people like that. That's just amazing.
My God, I have permanent physical injuries right now. I mean, what I was subjected to was unbelievable. I mean, everyone said they were trying to break you, but I would not give up, Alex. I won. I beat them. They lied on what they said. That's how I was able to get out early, and now I'm trying to overturn this and get a big investigation. I mean, this needs to be investigated totally. Even these people, the government officials from Columbus, I ran into them by accident, and they were kind of worried, you know, and they're like, well, we're sorry, man. I'm like, look, guys.
By the way, you know what one of the top Las Vegas guys who was in federal court a year ago said? He said they were shipping drugs and guns back and forth for the CIA and FBI.
Absolutely. And, they were into everything, these people.
And the FBI came into the federal court and said, that's true, national security, and shut down him being able to use that he openly worked for them. Go ahead.
That's unbelievable. And these people, you know, the mayor, the police chief, they all said to my face, hey, Ian, we're sorry you're here, man. We all told him you had nothing to do with us. You know, we had to use your gun store to buy from, as well as many others. So they had known from the start, Alex, and the phone calls, there's nothing on the phone calls that I wasn't involved. It was mere, how do you say it, buyer-seller relationship. That is it. So they still did this to me basically because I make them look bad. 18 months selling to people they knew for years to promote their little operation.
Sure, and this is to protect Obama past the election.
Absolutely. I mean, this is one of the things, this is hilarious. I came back from Mexico, they stripped my car, tell me I can go on my way. A week later, I get arrested, and they ask me about this magazine. Tell us about that magazine they found in your car. I'm like, well, what are you talking about? I sanitized my car. I go to Mexico, Alex, because my wife is diabetic. Here in El Paso, it's $200. Mexico, it's $30. I will do anything for my wife. She is the best.
And so now they're retroactively, you cross the border, and a week later they say, oh, you had heroin in your car.
Well, yeah, I get arrested, and they start talking to me, and they're like, what's that magazine we found in your car last weekend? I'm like, oh, man, did I leave something in my
car?
Hold on,
I want to hear who's doing this. Are the locals working for Obozo?
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.